Coach, what can you tell about Robert Thomas's status? Is he healthy? And this is a coach's decision. And also, what about the decision to put in Edmondson?
Yeah, he's not in the lineup tonight. Robert Thomas, coach's decision. Yeah, Edmondson's playing
for
Bertuzzo.
And what's the reasoning behind that?
Right sides, you know, with two horses, we have Pietrangelo and Parenko. We just felt like there's not a lot of time over there, ice time wise. So we're going to go with the four lefties.
Questions? Left side, fourth row.
Coach, how cool is it to have Layla Anderson here with you guys for Game 7?
Yeah, it's great. I think it's a great inspiration and, you know, obviously a great story. And, you know, we're really happy about it.
Left side, third row.
How would you describe the mood in the dressing room and what kind of feel are you getting from the guys this morning?
I have a good feel. I mean, you know, obviously nerves play a role for sure, and that's normal. I don't expect them not to be nervous and thinking about things. That's all part of it. But once a puck drops, you get a shift in, that'll go away, and you just go play hockey. And, again, I talk about execution and just doing your job out there, and that's what it really boils down to.
Left side, fourth row.
Craig, just on the power play, if you were confident in what you saw out of it last game, and if in the last day or two, you know, there have been much in the way of tweaks to try and to get some results.
Yeah, we tweaked a few things personnel-wise, and so hopefully that'll help, and we'll see what happens. But, again, I liked our mindset last game. I thought that we got more pucks to the net. You know, we can do a better job of, you know, being in Rask's eyes a little bit more and just better net presence overall. But I did like some of the opportunities that we got, and, you know, we got to do the same tonight. We got to get pucks to the net there and have people at the net and, you know, get some dirty goals on the power play.
We have any more questions for Coach? Left side against the wall.
Earlier in the series, it seems like the team sort of was struggling a little bit with some of those high-energy games at home, and it's not like this game is, you know, any less high-energy, but because there's a little bit more separation, is that changed the mental preparation that goes in, or kind of what have you told your players to prepare from the mental aspect going into this game?
Not much different than Game 6 or other games. I mean, it's I go back to Game 6. I thought we had a good first period. I thought we had a good start to the game. So I didn't think that, you know, all the hype and, you know, everything going on really affected our guys. Like, again, we gave up a 5-on-3 goal, but overall I liked that period. I thought that we had some good chances. Rask played well and stopped the puck. Not much changes. Again, it's a deciding game. We played in deciding games before and played really well. So, you know, just you got to go out and play. I mean, you got the nerves. It's all part of it, but that'll go away once you get out there and play.
On the right side, standing up, Luke.
Craig, your thoughts on putting Edmondson into the lineup, and what do you feel like he can bring to the game tonight?
Yeah, I'll say it again. With Parenko and Pietrangelo on the right side, they're eating so many minutes up, there's not a lot of minutes over there. So we decided to go with the four lefties, and what he can bring a lot. I mean, he's got some real good upside, shoots the puck well, big guy, you know, big body, physical player. But he does do some things well in the offensive zone, so, and I like his shot.
The Cup Finals over the years?
Nothing I can think of. You know, you like seeing that. Remember the Marc-Andre Fleury making the save in the last couple seconds to win in his first Cup?
Yep.
You know, you like seeing moments like that where, you know, he kind of loses all his technical game and just goes for it and trusts himself, and it's a big moment.
Yep. You envision
yourself in a situation like that?
Sure, yeah.
Said this will come down to whoever wants it more. I mean, we've talked so much about especially power plays and lines. Is it really kind of what it comes down to in a game 7? It's just who goes out and takes it, throw everything else out the window?
Yeah, that little extra push that you have, you got to give it all you have tonight. We understand that. It's a big stage, big game, biggest game of our lives, so it's exciting.
Would you rather just go out and play the game now and get it over with? I mean, you got to wait, 5, 6, 7 more hours?
Yeah, yeah, maybe yesterday. You got anything?
If you want. So if you had to describe this season in one word, this run, what would it be?
Just a grind. You know, it's been nonstop for I don't know how many months now, and we've been pushing hard every day and becoming better and tighter as a group, and it all comes down to this moment tonight.
Sure, I don't know if you answered this. Have you talked about why you're able to just put a bad game behind you so easily?
Yeah, well, we did. As a group, we regroup and just don't even think about it. You just move on, and nothing you can do. So that's kind of our outlook about it.
Jordan, do you ever measure yourself against the goalie and the other net?
Not really. I just play against myself, and I want to be the best version of myself I can be. And that's what my outlook is, kind of just do your job, be the best you can do, and see what the score is at the end of the game.
Is that a harder thing to do than a series, as a series gets deeper? Do you know what you're the same guy every time?
It's different, a different game, right? It's different chances and different quality chances, and shot totals or whatever. But he's playing well, but at the same time, it's just, you got to just stay focused on yourself and take care of what you can control.
Jordan, I know you don't want to give up any goal. Is there a lot of pressure that first goal? Everybody seems to think if that team scores first, it seems like they're first one.
Who says that? Well, I don't know. It's a long game. And goals are scored, and no lead is safe, So, that's what I got for you.